again there, folks. So I had a couple of comments recently from a couple of lads saying, can I lighten it up a bit? Can I give them some white pills? They want it. It's been too much doom and gloom. And I thought, well, all right. So I do like to dabble me toe a little bit in pop culture. And we've headed into Game of Thrones season, so why not? And I do like to get in a bit on pop culture, because I think that we should be part of this, of the discussion. You know, use these big sort of pop cultural events to as a springboard to get our ideas into the general discourse, become part of the discussion. And so we're heading into the very final season of Game of Thrones, and what everybody talks about when they get into Game of Thrones is that there's nobody's safe. Your favourite characters can be killed off at any moment. And that definitely was the way, when it started, the first few seasons, it was like that. And as it's got on, they run into a problem. And the problem that they've run into, and distributors did a great video on this, is that there is no moral absolutes in Game of Thrones. So there is no sort of definitive good or definitive evil. It's more of a sort of Nietzschean way of looking at the world, where the best murderer, the best schemer, the best liar is the one who's left standing at the end of it. And that's all well and good. But the problem that you run into as you get further, and we're past the point of the books here, so we don't know how George R. R. Martin would have wrapped this up. But the problem that you then get into is that if you look at something like Star Wars, the drama is centred around, you do definitely have an absolute good, or a light side and a dark side in Star Wars. And in, let's say, Lord of the Rings, you do have a good and an evil. And drama is centred around when a character loses its way, when a character doesn't know which side he's on anymore. So that would be like Frodo being corrupted by the ring, or it would be Darth Vader turning to the dark side, or Luke being tempted by the dark side. But in Game of Thrones, there is no moral absolute, so there isn't a pull on a character to go one way or the other. And it's a sort of very Nietzschean, nihilistic way of looking at the world. But the problem that they get into, it's really just about surviving, and that is the game. Who gets to sit on the Iron Throne? But the problem that we get into as the season runs on is that how do you then draw it all to a close? How do you wind it down? Because whoever gets to sit on the throne at the end of the day, at the end of the show, it is going to be disappointing. Because what right? Why should Daenerys have the throne and not Cersei? I mean, Jon Snow is one of the few nice characters in it. Maybe it's him. But either way, it is just another character who will be sitting on the throne, and the fans of the other characters are going to be disappointed. There's not really going to be any catharsis there. It's going to be disappointing no matter what if they carry it on. The other way to look at it would be what Daenerys said some seasons back, where the game itself has to be broken, where they're spinning this wheel, and this is a constant symbol in the show, the wheel, or the now with the spiral. So what they have done, of course, now is bring in the White Walkers, and the White Walkers are an objective evil. So to get around the problem of not having a moral absolute, they've injected an evil into the story, and he's become more and more powerful as it's went on, and now everybody has to shelve the differences and team together to fight the White Walkers. But that still doesn't solve the problem, I don't think, because what are they then going to do when if the Night King wins? That's going to be pretty depressing, because it's just the end of the world and a sort of nighttime, wintry zombie land forever. Or they beat the Night King, and then they're still going to have the problem who gets on the throne. And so that and that's still going to be a problem, because there's no absolute good. They may well have brought in an absolute evil, but there isn't an absolute good. There's just a bunch of selfish nihilists, and one or the other is going to have to sit on the throne. So the way I think they're going to go around this, the way I think they're going to, this is my theory. I'm just kind of tossing it into the ring. And I think what they're going, and I've seen a couple of the nerd channels talking about this, is the idea that they're going to break magic, essentially. They're going to where all of the mystical, spiritual, metaphysical forces in Westeros will be then neutralize themselves. They all white mutual destruction. Maybe even in the episode which is coming up, which is going to be, I'm told, the biggest battle ever depicted on television. And what they'll have is then where Westeros would essentially, the Enlightenment would be ushered in, and magic and mysticism would be, so there'd be no more Night King or ice zombies. The dragons would be killed off for good. Anybody who had any kind of spiritual connection to dragons would be dead. The Red Woman would be dead. Everything about magic and mysticism and the supernatural would be neutralized in this world. And then they'd move forward into a new age, into an age of enlightenment. Now, the irony here, that sounds a bit mundane, but we have to remember that George R.R. Martin is very much a liberal. And he would see this as being the natural, he would see this as being progress. He's a progressive. And so his world, his fantasy world, which he's always had a postmodernist take on it. He's always set about deliberately to deconstruct the fantasy genre. So the reason why there are no moral absolutes in Game of Thrones the way there is in Lord of the Rings is because George R.R. Martin set out to deliberately undermine and deconstruct that. It's the postmodern fantasy. But of course, it's run into the problem where there's no way to end it because it could just go on and on and on. You could get your hero on the throne and then somebody else would just kill them and sit themselves on the throne. It would just go on forever. And in fact, that seems to be where the magic, this seems to be the sort of meta narrative of the entire series, and the Night King seems to be aware of it, which is why we're seeing them spirals. History in this world is just a spiral going round and round. So somebody, the Night King, gets pushed up because of men. He comes back down, and then he'll get pushed back up again. And there's a war, and then there's a thaw, and then there's spring, and then there's winter. So you've got this cycle going round and around. But I think that Daenerys Targaryen's role, for example, or somebody else's in this saga, is to break that, break the wheel, as she said, break the cycle. And how they can do that is to end permanently the supernatural and the mystical. Magic and magical creatures would all go extinct. But that, and yeah, so a progressive, a liberal may think, well, finally they're going to head into an enlightenment of reason and rationalism and scientific materialism. But that seems kind of depressing to me, because what are they going to do? Are we then going to see them have like parliamentary democracy and women's rights? Are we going to see them have insurance brokers and pension plans and Walmarts and McDonald's, because that's how it turned out in the actual real world. Is the Hound destined to be a sort of middle management PR executive for an insurance company? Or is Cersei destined forever to be working Burger King? That's if she survives. Because that's the world that they're going to usher in. At the end of the day, they're going to take this age of heroism and mysticism and magic and fantasy, and it's as if they're going to lock it onto a sort of historical path where they will always end up sitting in front of a television watching fantasy and thinking about how boring their humdrum lives are. This is an anti-progressive view of the world, of course. This is an as they say in sort of dissident right circles, men against time or rage against the modern world. Because all fantasy and all mystery has been removed from the world, the characters themselves would be on a path where they could watch a fantasy show on television which sort of spirited them away for an hour every week, and which sort of tweaks something inside of them and makes them yearn for it, or at least gets them thinking, just takes them away because it hits them deep. And that's eventually, and that will be gone. And they like the spiral within Game of Thrones. It's a sort of meta narrative on it. And I just think it's depressing to think of it that way, that they're going to set this world on course to be just a bunch of consumers. And maybe they can sort of have diversity seminars, and we can get the Dothraki horde to work in kebab shops. And I mean, they've already got the feminist angle taken care of by far and away in Game of Thrones. And so this is me kind of tossing my hat into the nerd theory ring and saying I think that Game of Thrones is going to end by them breaking magic, and that a new age will be ushered in. And like I say, somebody like George R. R. Martin, a progressive, would see that as being a good thing, but a sort of a right-wing throwback like me views it as being depressing, because they're now on the path to be where we are in this world. And I just ask, is that always to be the destiny? Is that itself like a sort of grand Groundhog Day meta narrative, where you move from the magical and the mystical into materialism, and then you end up deep, deep into a sort of consumer materialistic society, watching television about the fantasy genre, that was sort of, and you can say, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Or isn't that a strange thing? Why do I find it so fascinating to watch this stuff? Just my theory. We'll see how it pans out. This has been more of a ramble than I normally do. I didn't script it out or anything. But we'll see how it goes, and we'll see in a few weeks' time where we are. I'd like to say thanks very much for the people that have been chipping in, and the links below. I like doing this a hell of a lot more than slumming it in the factory jobs, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, I'll catch you later, folks. Ta-ra.